Some European countries are making new policies to deal with COVID-19 as a usual infectious disease, similar to the flu, and not as a public health crisis. At the beginning of the pandemic, Spain, for example, ordered people to stay at home for more than 3 months. People, including children, were not permitted to go outside, even for exercise. The economy sharply slowed. Officials said the measures prevented a collapse of the healthcare system. But last year, Spain's Supreme Court ruled that the draconian measures were not constitutional. Now, Spain is planning to employ a different policy. The country has one of Europe's highest vaccination rates, but also is suffering economic weakness. The government is planning to deal with the next increase in infections, not as an emergency, but as a normal infectious disease. Spain's Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, wants the European Union to consider similar changes. The goal is to move away from using crisis measures and toward treating the new coronavirus in the way that many countries deal with the flu and measles. Other European countries, including Britain and Portugal, are planning similar action. In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson told Parliament Wednesday that the infectious Omicron version of the new coronavirus has peaked nationally. Johnson said, beginning on January 27th, many COVID-19 measures would end. These include required vaccination proof to attend public events. The country will also end its requirement that face coverings or masks be worn in public. As of Thursday, British secondary schools no longer require mask use. We will trust the judgment of the British people and no longer criminalize anyone who chooses not to wear one, Johnson said. Last month, British officials renewed strong restrictive measures to slow the spread of the Omicron version of the virus. Johnson noted that more than 90% of those over the age of 60 in Britain have had a third additional or booster vaccination against the virus. Portugal has one of the world's highest vaccination rates. On New Year's Day, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa said the country had moved into the endemic phase of the pandemic. Endemic means a disease will continue to exist in some areas for years to come. The president was speaking about easing crisis-level restrictions. The number of Omicron infections has again gone up, but the number of people admitted to the hospital and deaths among vaccinated people in Europe are much lower than at earlier times in the pandemic. In some places, the idea of returning to normal life can conflict with efforts to get more people vaccinated. In Germany, for example, 73% of people have been fully vaccinated. Health Ministry spokesman Andreas Defner said Monday that we still have too many unvaccinated people, especially noting older citizens. Over 80% of Spain's population has received two vaccination shots. Health officials are placing their attention on booster shots for adults. Dr. Salvador Trenche is head of the Spanish Society of Family and Community Medicine. It has called on policies that treat the virus as endemic. He said widespread vaccination and infection mean efforts can be placed on prevention, testing, and watching moderate to high-risk groups. COVID-19 must be treated like the rest of illnesses, he told the Associated Press. The plan has been called the fluization of COVID-19 by the Spanish media. For now, some observers say the discussion about how to deal with endemic COVID-19 is limited to rich countries. They have used vaccines and public health systems to deal with the severest effects of the pandemic. And it is unclear how the endemic-linked policies will coexist with the so-called zero-COVID policies in several Asian nations, including China. China has put in place very strong measures to protect the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics from the virus that was first identified in Wuhan. A special area has been set up in the city for thousands of international visitors. Neither the visitors nor the competitors will be permitted to leave the area until they go home. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.